Thank you, Julia, and thank you, Clifton. I believe that one of the things that Clifton just talked about, the at some point you will be able to talk about the most painful experiences as a flat point. And that's where I have reached in my life right now. Where I came from, I was born and raised in Chicago, and my father died when I was 8 months old. And I remember as I told that story when I was younger, people used to feel sorry for me. And it used to be a very challenging thing and even hard for myself, because when I would see a child, a baby who is 8 months old, I would always think to myself, oh my gosh, how could have my father died at such a young age? And then for me to always yearn for him for years and years and years, not having the ideal father figure in my life. And so that was what we would call a defining moment in my life. And I came from the city of Chicago, and I always had learned to swim. And having that in my background, at the same time, I had a grandmother who lived four blocks away from my house, and she taught me three of the most important words that I lived by and that I still do live by. And those words were faith, courage, and enthusiasm. Well, what happened was my grandmother had gone to hear a public speaker, and she came home, and everything my grandmother did, she had to share with all of her grandkids. And so when we went over to her house, she called us into her house, and she made us go and stand in front of the bathroom mirror. And she said to us, every day when you wake up in the morning, you have to look in the mirror and you have to say, I feel good. I feel great. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I have faith, courage, and enthusiasm. And with that, she started to travel. And the places that she would go on a journey once a year. And when she came back, she would also call the grandkids in and say, "When you need to travel when you're young, because when you get to be my age, you're not going to be able to climb the mountains." And somehow that sentence stuck in my mind. And I found a passion for journalism. And I went to college at University of Illinois for journalism. And what I discovered was I really enjoyed photojournalism and broadcast journalism. But when I graduated, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do. And so I saved my money and I bought a plane ticket to Australia. And everybody said, yes. Well, I always had something that was very safe in the back of my mind. I knew people who had been to Australia, they spoke English. And I found out about the backpacker circuit, which was inexpensive travel. And this was before the internet. This was 20 years ago. There was no, the only way that we could get mail was through the postal restaurant. We had no communication except for through post, which a letter would take 10 to 14 days to arrive, or through very expensive phone calls. And so I chose Australia because I thought it was going to be safe because they spoke English. Basically, that's how it was. I had family who had been to Australia and friends who had been to Australia, but I had just had phone numbers of people that I could call if I got into trouble or if I wanted someplace to stay. They said that the Australians were really friendly. They would welcome you into their house. That's how I went with a little bit of money in a bank and a plane ticket and the whole desire to have the experience. And that's what it was. Very interesting. I was walking down the street, Julie, and there was this sign on the outside of a storefront window, "Learn to scuba dive." And here I was in Australia, and I said, you know what? I could swim. And I always wanted to see what the ocean would look like underneath the water. And I thought to myself, hey, why not? I've got some time. It was a really inexpensive course and I wanted to do it. I thought, what better place? And so in I went to the shop and I signed up for scuba diving lessons. Scuba diving took me to another world. The first time, as I said, I was a swimmer, and so my mother did not ever put her head underwater. As a matter of fact, she was afraid of the water, but she never put her fears into me. And I didn't even know this until I became an adult after I've traveled the world and went on my journey. My mom shared with me that she was petrified of the water, and it's amazing how much, if we don't let our fears pass on to another, how we can stop them in the process. And so she did not put these fears into me. I learned to scuba dive and breathing underwater, even though I had to carry all of this equipment with me. It's very heavy when you're on land, but when you're underwater, you're completely neutrally buoyant. And Julie, at 20, at this age, it was the first time I ever felt free. And it was a life-changing experience. So you have to wear a BCD to compensate for the weight that you have to take in underwater. You wear a regulator with a tank attached to it so you could breathe, because as in life, your breath is life underwater. And it might seem that it's scary for some or it's challenging, but it's like everything in life. Once you know the rules and you can apply them, it is just one of the safest sports that you could ever participate in, as long as you follow the rules. One of the most amazing things, how I mentioned about the freedom, it completely shuts off life on land. You are completely silent. The water, and especially if you're in warm water, in some places, you mentioned where did I go? I've lived in Galapagos, Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, Belize, in many other places, California now. But when you're in warm water, the water touches your skin, your soul. You need air in front of your face so you can breathe or so you can see underwater. And what ends up happening is everything from life is shut off and you're surrounded by beautiful scenery. And what I found was it was complete meditation underwater. Where it took me, not only did I travel around the world in my, if you fast forward 10 years, Julie, I spent 4 years overseas traveling, because from my first experience, I decided that it was a way for me to explore the world. And I didn't come home for 4 years. I went from Australia to New Zealand to Indonesia, and it was a way for me to grow and learn and discover life. I used my broadcast journalism background and I taught myself underwater photography and video. It's interesting, Clifton and I also have a similar past. 10 years ago, I was working for a corporation and I had been a dive instructor and a boat captain at that time. But I had gone into the corporate world because I thought that I needed to use my college degree and follow that American dream and think about getting the 2.3 kids, the dog, and everything else that we do in life. But I was very unsettled and I was going through a period of unhappiness and I just felt inside of my soul that I could do more. And it just so happens that I was sent to one of Les Brown's motivational talks on harnessing your human potential. Can you do more than you're doing today? People with vision prosper. And I decided in this moment that it was time for me to make a move. And I resigned from the corporate job I had. I sold my car. I bought my underwater camera systems. And I went and I traveled again as a dive instructor, as an underwater photographer, and an underwater cinematographer. Wow. I did. I used the word resigned, but yes, I went back to the office and I quit my job. And the amazing part of this was that it was scary and freeing all at the same time. And I was unreasonable. Every single person that said to me, "What are you doing?" But you know, there is a saying by Ursula Le Guin that I still truly live by. And this is, it is important to have an end to journey toward, but the journey is what matters in the end. And I have realized that moment by moment, we have the ability to create our life. We do not have to do anything. We think we do. We get caught in our minds that we do. But in reality, when we shift our paradigm, and instead of looking at lives as at our life as a bunch of have-tos, and we switch it to, "I choose to do this." When you choose to do anything, you empower yourself to do everything. Thank you, Julie, for giving me that plug. I find that I am a person who is humble, but right now I will take the opportunity and please encourage all of the listeners, if you're in front of a computer, to go to diveintoyourimagination.com. Again, that's diveintoyourimagination.com. I started a company, and it's along the same path as what happened with Clifton. You know, I was let go from a production company. I had the dream job. My dream job, I was hired to produce 10 IMAX movies, to be the underwater director of cinematographer. And let me tell you, it doesn't get bigger than this. That those are the largest films in the entire world on an IMAX movie theater. But we lost our funding. And so if you have no funding, you have no job. It's just as easy as that. And with what's going on in the world today, I am sure that we have many people out there that can relate to this. So what's a person to do? I, 4 years ago, decided that it was time for me to start my own company, and Dive Into Your Imagination as a result of that. I went out on a limb again, and I flew to New York with an idea for a book and DVD for children. Ocean Life A to Z has sold more than 100,000 copies, and it is changing the way a new generation views the ocean, along with the three DVDs that are award-winning, four times over, DVDs for children that are bilingual in English and Spanish. But the real underlying message, Julie, that has shifted in me, and the major shift has been slowly happening since I started my own company, and this is very simple. Dive Into Your Imagination changes the way a new generation views the ocean, and I am changing the way we view ourselves. Because after I realized all of this beauty that's in the ocean, I've come back to land, and after 8 hours of breathing underwater and meditating, you know, around the world, I've come back and I've realized that there are people that need to hear me speak the stories of how I had the courage to start my own company, to not take no for an answer, and to put into practice the steps to really living a fulfilling life. I think Clifton, that the quote that he used to close right there, "Come to the edge," reminds me of a saying: if there is no enemy inside, the enemy outside can do you no harm. And when we get to the edge, the only person that stops us sometimes is ourselves. We like to blame it on other people. But if we can realize at all times that we have the ability to create our lives, then we get to choose what we want. You can choose it. And it is as easy as this. You have to know where you want to go. You have to have that inside. And if you start listening to the voice inside of you, you know exactly what you should be doing and what you might not want to be doing. Your future holds only what you create. You declare what you want, and then you live into your declaration. Do not declare doom, though, Julie. You don't want to declare doom, because what we think matters, what we say matters, and what we do matters. But it starts with ourselves. You cannot control any other person. You can only have and I don't even like to use the word control, but you can only take charge of what of yourself. That's all you can do. What do you need to be successful? Well, you learned about it tonight through this conversation. But if you're creating your life every moment of every day, you have the tools within you. You need to open up to the wisdom that you have within. And I have found that one of the things that works with me is if I'm feeling like I need love, then I give love away. If I'm feeling like I need some happiness in my life, I'll give away smiles, because that's what I'm going to get back. And so in giving, we receive. And it's not the give to the give, it's the give to receive. And I think that that's very important. So I would say that we just, that for everybody out there listening, that I believe that you have everything inside of you already. And sometimes when you can't believe in yourself, you have to get that one person and believe in that one person who believes in you until you can start believing in yourself. Because I know you can create your life. If you go to diveintoyourimagination.com, look at my blog, communicate with me, I will be that one person who believes in you. Because I also believe you are enough. Yes, Julie, and I'm going to be in February I'm going to be in Chicago the month of February. So if anybody wants to know my schedule there, please contact me. My email is Annie, A-N-N-I-E, at diveintoyourimagination.com. You can Google my name, Annie Crawley, C-R-A-W-L-E-Y, and you will find me. And my phone number is 805-453-1947. 805-453-1947. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Annie Crawley, Dive Into Your Imagination.